الفاروق الفاروق
لا
هذا الثاني. That's right. No, the majority have decided. The Amir said you fast tomorrow, so he's in charge. Don't say if Allah asks you, say ask Hamid Ghazali, you know, first.
Inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق والمرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers, we have today our speaker today is brother Tamim Al-Adnani. He used to work as an imam, and then he decided to devote himself for the sake of jihad, for the sake of Allah in Afghanistan. And inshallah, we will listen to him this night lecturing about what's going on in Afghanistan. Yeah, brother.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Dear brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah that we have all gathered in this mosque after Al-Maghrib prayer in the city or the town of Lawrence after the first Maghrib in the month of Ramadan. May I say congratulations, Mabruk to all of you. We ask Allah to accept our fasting for this great month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the fard in this month equals 70 fard in the other months, and the sunnah of this month equals any fard of the other months. That's why for the first time in my trip I pray sunnah today, because as musafir, as traveler, according to our religion, you pray only the fard. You have the right to make jam', you know, dhuhr and asr, maghrib and isha together, and because you are traveling, you can do without the sunnah prayers. But today, because of ajr, I just pray the maghrib sunnah after the fard to get the reward of the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Though I am, you know, exempted from performing it, but I feel this is a great chance of getting hasanat, good deeds, inshallah, in this month. Dear brothers, I say congratulations to all of you for the holy month of Ramadan. Don't waste this great chance of going to Jannah, inshallah. And one of the greatest chances to go to Jannah in the month of Ramadan is jihad fi sabilillah. We are the nation of jihad. Jihad is one of the main farz of Islam that Allah has ordered us to perform. As he said, there are some brothers who do not understand Arabic, so I will do my best to express what I know in English. I know my ability in giving the lecture in Arabic is much better because I still command the Arabic more than the English. However, I will do my best. I hope my English is understood to you. Is there any trouble? Okay, if there is anybody facing any trouble, he tells me, I try to repeat for him. If he still has any trouble, then I will sit over him, you know. That's it. This is some kind of new punishment I'm using over there for the people who do not wake up for dawn prayer, you know, Fajr prayer. Those people from Mujahideen, you know, they are teenagers and young blood, and they, you know, late at night, they give me hard time waking up in the morning. So I say, anybody doesn't wake up, I will sit over him. They thought I'm joking. Well, once I tried it on a man called Abu Thabit, and he cried, ah! Everybody realized that I'm not joking. So as soon as I wake anybody for Salat Fajr, wake up, they all jump. Yes, Sheikh Tamim, I'm awake. All of them, in half a minute, everybody is awake. Because they know the meaning of not waking up. What is the result, you know? So we go back to, inshallah, the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to accept our jihad. And I would like to tell you that in this great month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Muslims have gained many victories, nasr, many victories during the month of Ramadan. The first one, as you all know, was Badr, Ghazwat Badr. The first Ghazwa that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made against the Kafirs in Badr, near Medina, was Ghazwat Badr on the 17th of Ramadan, as you know. And this was the greatest victory the Muslims achieved, you know, about it. And Allah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has promised all the Badriyin, all the people shared in the battle of Badr, to forgive them whatever they have done. كَانَ اللَّهَ اطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرِ فَقَالَ اعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فإني قد غفرت لكم. رسول الله said, as if Allah has seen the people of Badr who shared in the غزوة of Badr and said, do it whatever you want, I have forgiven you. فإني قد غفرت لكم. Jihad, brothers, is very important in our religion. In Islam, Allah has ordered us to perform jihad. We are fasting now. Starting this day, we are going to fast. Why? Because Allah has ordered us to perform fasting, right? By saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ Roza, fasting. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Right? So we all fast. We are fasting from today, inshallah, the holy month of Ramadan. Because Allah said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ Right? Allah also has told us in the Holy Quran, as you all know, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ Right, brother? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ So we fast. Allah also said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ This whole ayah is an order from Allah to perform qital though وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ It is something that yourself or the self hates because it's difficult. You know, going in the battle, shells or swords, you know, fighting, it's something fearful, right? But وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ Maybe you hate something, but it is good for you. Why? There is Jannah, paradise. If you are shaheed, you go to Jannah, inshallah. Even if you are the winner, you go to Jannah, inshallah. So, this is great for us. And Allah has told us to perform the jihad fi sabilillah, the fighting fi sabilillah, inshallah, because we are ordered to perform it. It is fard. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ Brothers, why when we hear كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ We all fast. It's an order. Nobody will eat tomorrow, inshallah. But when we hear كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ We do not go for qital. Why? Didn't Allah say also in Quran, انفروا خفافا وثقالا? انفروا is an order. انفروا خفافا وثقالا. خفافا means light. ثقالا means heavy. This had 10 tafsirs. You know tafsir? By mufassirin, explanations of Quran. 10 different tafsirs for the word khafif and the word thaqif. They said, for example, the khafif, the light, is the person who is single, unmarried. Heavy means married. Light could mean without children. Heavy means has children. Light could mean young man, young people. Heavy, old people, because heavy, when you are old, you are heavy, right? It could mean light, the man who doesn't have any job. No job. He's without job. Heavy, he has a job. He's a businessman. Very busy, so he's heavy. He can't leave his job. So many things. You can say light, like you, for example, you are light, heavy like me. Or like some of the brothers here. I'm happy to be here because I have seen at least 3 or 4 fat people like me, alhamdulillah. So this encouraged me when I am in Lawrence, right, to find some of the fat people also like me. You know? So they are also heavy, but they are not excused. Even if they are heavy, even if they weigh more than 100 kilos, they are still not excused to leave jihad. They are not allowed to leave jihad because Allah told us, انفروا what? خفافاً وثقالا. Light and heavy. You have no excuses at all. An example of this from our history is one of the Sahaba, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very famous Faris, very famous nightmare. This knight or very famous brave fighter was called Al-Miqdad. Very famous man, Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. He was seen when he became very old, more than 8 years old, and he became very fat. During the last years of his life, he became very fat. He was seen putting himself on that wood they carry the dead body on, and his flesh came out right and left above that piece of wood. He was very fat, and he was old, above 80, but still he was preparing to go to jihad. They told him, Oh, Miqdad, you are excused. Allah doesn't want you to go to jihad. You are excused because you are very old and you are very fat. So you have 2 excuses, right? And he said, No, haven't you listened to At-Tawbah, Surah At-Tawbah, they called البعوث, they used to call it البعوث. ما تركت البعوث عذرا لأحد. لا والله ما تركت البعوث عذرا لأحد. No, by God, by Allah, البعوث من سورة التوبة did not leave any excuse for anybody. Didn't you hear Allah saying انفروا خفافا وثقالا؟ انفروا خفافا وثقالا. Go to jihad, light and heavy. You have no excuses at all. And he went, رضي الله عنه, to jihad while he was very heavy in light and very old in age. In weight, he was heavy. In age, he was also very old man, but still he understood the meaning of this ayah. انفروا خفافا وثقالا. Not only these brothers. If we read Quran, there are so many ayahs. I'm just giving an example. But read Quran, you will find many, many ayat about jihad fi sabilillah. Also, Allah blames us for not performing jihad when we hear the call for jihad, and not only blaming, threatening us of punishment if we do not perform jihad. What does Allah say? يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله استاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل. Then the threatening comes. إلا تنفروا. If you do not make nafir, you do not perform jihad, يعذبكم عذابا أليما. What is عذاب? Punishment. Allah will punish you if you do not perform jihad. إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّهُ شَيْئًا. Haven't you read this ayah? Please brothers, go back to Surah At-Tawbah and the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. Even for brothers who do not read Arabic, they can read the translations of the meaning of Surah At-Tawbah inshallah, and they will see how great this surah is concentrating about jihad and the matters of jihad. Surah Al-Anfal and Surah Al-Tawbah. Please read their tafsir inshallah and you will understand this. إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah also says in Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought from us ourselves and our money. What is the price? Jannah. What is Jannah? Paradise, heaven. What do we do? He explains. Not like some people use part of it and do not complete the ayah. Just for khuruj or for, you know, going out. They do not complete. What Allah says? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. What do they do? يُقَاتِلُونَ. Fight. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The intention? فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not في سبيل any person. Not في سبيل منظمة. Not في سبيل any person or any name. Just في سبيل الله. في سبيل الله. The intention must be في سبيل الله. النية must be في سبيل الله. Otherwise, you are lost. يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون. They kill and be killed. وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. This is great reward. You have told. Imagine how generous Allah is. He says he buys from mu'min, from believers, themselves and their money, أنفسهم وأموالهم and their wealth. He buys ourselves and our wealth. Who is the real owner of ourselves? Who? Allah. Who is the real owner of our wealth? Who? Allah. So Allah, who owns ourselves and our wealth, He is the real owner. He can take them at any time. Right? He can tell us to die at any time. He can take our fortune, our money at any time. But still, He buys this. He is the owner, but He buys what He owns. And what is the price, brother? Al-Jannah. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So, are you going to sell or not? If you sell, you are the winner, wallahi. Because you give yourself and it will go anyhow, right? Is there anybody going to live long here? Everybody is going to die. rather than dying, brother, in car accident or in herbs, AIDS, brain hemorrhage, heart attack, all these nonsense, you know, or diseases or car accident. We are going to die, right, brother? Instead of dying like this, why don't we die fi sabilillah in jihad? If we kill the enemies, then if we are killed, we go to Jannah. We don't like Jannah? Are we afraid of Jannah? One old man told me this story. It's very nice thing. He was about 8 years old. He was an Afghan mujahid. I met him about 2 years ago in 86 with Sheikh Jalaluddin Haqqani. He spent 5 years working in Saudi Arabia. Then now he's with Mujahideen. So he learned Arabic well. He speaks very good Arabic. And he keeps reading Arabic book. And he speaks classical Arabic reading. So he told me, Sheikh Tamim, I wonder why the Russians, the Kafirs, the communists fight and they are not afraid of hell. They are going to hell for sure. They're going to Jahannam. They fight. They fight and they are not afraid of hell. Are we afraid of Jannah? Look about this question. Fantastic. The Kafir are fighting and they are not afraid of hell. Are we Muslims afraid of Jannah? الكفار يقاتلون ولا يخافون من النار فلماذا نخاف نحن من الجنة؟ If we are killed, we go to Jannah. شهيد. If we kill, we still go to Jannah. Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم promised, لا يجتمع الكافر وقاتله في النار. That's for sure. The kafir and his killer will never be in hell together. The kafir will go to hell, right? So the killer of the kafir will go to Jannah. They can never be both in hell. So if you kill, you are in Jannah. If you are killed, you are still in Jannah. Provided again, as I said, the intention is fi sabilillah, not fi sabil any other person. And you know what I mean? No need to go in details, but I mean our niyyah, our intention must be only fi sabilillah. Even if we fight for Palestine, we fight for Afghanistan, it is true. But the intention is we are defending our religion, right? We are fighting against the enemies, the kafirs, the non-believers. If we have this intention, and fi sabilillah, inshallah, we are shaheed. But if we fight just for the name of Naif Hawatma, or George Habash, or Yasser Arafat, just, then I'm lost. He will not help me. Many people were fighting for the name of Abu Jihad. What happened to Abu Jihad today? He was killed. What happened to him? He was killed. If he is shaheed or not, this depends on what is in his heart, what is his intention, what is his niyyah. So pray to Allah, inshallah, that all our niyyah is fi sabilillah. This is the main thing. When you fast, also, you must have the intention, you are fasting only fi sabilillah. And who knows this? Allah. Because in front of people, you are fasting. Who knows? Maybe you go to your house, you lock the door and you eat. Who knows? Allah knows, right? That's why the reward of this man who is performing fasting is very great. It's the greatest. Allah says, كل عمل ابن آدم لا في الحديث القدسي. All the deeds of his human being is for him. إلا الصوم, except the fasting. فإنه لي وأنا أجزي. This is something else. Allah will give the reward of fasting because you perform fasting only for the sake of Allah. Nobody knows about your fasting except yourself. Because anybody could show people he's fasting, he goes his home, locks the door, he can eat whatever he wants, nobody would know about it. Right? So the fasting is the only thing that's between you and Allah. Because you cannot be 18 hours in front of the people, right? You have many times to go to your bedroom, you can eat there, you can smoke, you can do whatever you want. But if you are really fasting, Allah knows this. And you have done it for the sake of Allah, because nobody can control your fasting except yourself. While for prayers, you pray in front of people. It could be eye washing, right? Fasting is the only ibadah that's between you and Allah. That's why the reward comes from Allah. Again, brothers and sisters, after all these ayat and so many ayahs, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Two things. Allah asks us, do you want me to tell you about tijara, trade? a trade that save you from the great punishment يوم القيامة. عذاب أليم. Very severe punishment. Everybody wants to be out of this punishment. Allah tells us, what is this business? That's the great business that will never lose. Your business here in dollars, in money, in grocery, in buildings, in real estate, you may win, you may lose, right? But your business with Allah, you will never lose, alhamdulillah. That's for sure, that's guaranteed, that you will never lose your business with Allah. What is this business? The profitable business that you will not lose is this great tijara with Allah by jihad fi sabilillah. Iman first, tu'minuna billahi wa rasulih, wa tujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Iman and jihad. Iman first and war means and wa jihad fi sabilillah. Then this is the business that will save you for sure. Allah promised this in Quran, will save you from hell, from the punishment in Jahannam. In hell, inshallah, we ask Allah to save us in this holy month, Ramadan, from the punishment of hell and make us all people of paradise, inshallah. We pray to Allah to accept us doing this. Some of you may say, well, Sheikh Tamim, you are saying right, you have given us so many examples, and there are even more and more ayat about jihad. We know that jihad is fard. Allah ordered us to perform jihad. But we face some difficulties. Some of you may say that my father won't let me go to jihad. My father sent me here to USA to study, and I must finish my study first. My mother is waiting for me. You may say that my mother won't let me go to jihad and I must get their permission. Or my wife, he's married and his wife won't let him go. Or his father, his children, or his relatives, or he's building a house, I cannot go now to jihad, I want to finish my house. Whatever excuses you have, Allah has answered you in this great ayah, that anything in this life, anything, if you prefer it more than Allah and Prophet or Rasulih and jihad fi sabilillah, just prefer it more. You do love Allah, you do love the Prophet, you do love jihad, but you love any of this life, dunya, more, little bit more, then you are not mu'min, you are not believer, you are fasiq. What is this ayah? Listen to this great ayah. This is the meaning I just said. Now I will read the ayah for you. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. نص واضح. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها ثمانية أصناف ما تركت شيء. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها. كل الدنيا أحب إليكم, معناها أنك تحب الله, لكن مجرد تفضيل, أحب إليكم, you love more, أحب, you know more, أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. تهديد, threatening from Allah, والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسق. That means if you do not perform this jihad, if you do not love Allah ورسوله and the jihad في سبيل الله more than these eight types or eight things in the world or everything in the world, then you are from al-qawm al-fasiqin, from the hypocrites, and you are not from the Muslims. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. I am sure that none of you like to be of the qawm al-fasiqin. Does anyone of you wants to be from al-qawm al-fasiqin? Allahumma la taj'alna min al-qawm al-fasiqin. Jihad is an order. Jihad is far. Look at the nation of Islam. Why we look at our countries in general, the Muslims in general, without mentioning any name, all of us, we are in very bad shape because we are away from our Islam, because we are away from our religion, because we are not performing jihad. Allah has ordered us to perform jihad in Quran. انفروا خفافا وثقالا. وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم. This is an order. Allah ordered us to perform jihad. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to us that if we leave jihad, we lose dignity. That's for sure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the true hadith, hadith sahih, very clear hadith, brother. ما ترك قوم الجهاد إلا ذلوا. إلا ذلوا. That means, the meaning of this hadith, that whoever people leave jihad, they become dhalil, dhul. That means they are humiliated. They are no longer, they have no longer dignity. Humiliation is with leaving of jihad. And dignity is with jihad. Do you understand, brother? مَا تَرَكَ قَوْمٌ الْجِهَادَ إِلَّا ذَلُّ. So the dhul or humiliation comes with leaving of jihad. And the dignity, all the dignity, the proudness comes with jihad. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And look our nation now. Because we have left jihad, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applies to us now. Look at the nations, everybody. America, Russia, Britain, China, all these countries are dividing the Muslim countries. They are controlling them. They are under their influence. All Muslim countries under their influence. Why? Because we have left jihad fi sabilillah. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as if he is exactly describing our situation now. In this great hadith, يوشكوا, hadith sahih, يوشكوا أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. The nations will be nearly calling themselves to you as if the eaters calling themselves to the tray of food, you know. You say, you take this, please take this. You take this piece of meat, you take this leg, you take this chest, you know. Invite each other, help yourself, you know. Nations are doing the same to us now. Why? Because we are away from Islam. يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. قالوا أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله. قال لا إنكم كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولينزعن الله المهابة من قلوب عدوكم وليقذفن الله في قلوبكم الوهن. قالوا وما الوهن يا رسول الله؟ قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. حب الدنيا، أليس هذا حالنا يا جماعة؟ ألا نحب الآن الدنيا؟ ألا نكره الموت؟ ألا تداعى علينا الأمم؟ أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله؟ قال لا إنكم كثير، 1200 مليون مسلم، ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. In this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us that nations will invite themselves to us. Why? Are we little at that time? He says, no, you are too many. 1,200 million Muslims. 1,200 million of Muslims. Too many. ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. But we are like, what, you know the floods? What the floods take with him? The floods take everything. All the rubbish. So we are like this. وَلَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِكُمْ. Allah will take the fear from us, from the hearts of our enemies. So the enemies now do not fear us, right? If you say to the enemy that one of the Arab countries or the Muslim countries announced the war against America. If you say, for example, Qatar or Bahrain and announced the war against America. Reagan, where is Qatar? Show me where is Qatar. They will laugh. Show me Bahrain. Show me Saudi Arabia. They don't care. They don't care at all about us. This fear is out of their hearts. Because we are no longer Muslims. We are not fighting fi sabilillah. We are not performing jihad. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. قَالُوا وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is the one that Allah will put in our hearts? And he explained. Al-wan, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of dunya, of this life, of this material life, and the hatred of death. وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The hatred of death. This is our situation now, right? We all love this dunya. We all want to collect dollars. We all want to get certificates. We all want this life. And if somebody talks about death, we are all afraid. Please, no, 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 don't talk about it, please. Please don't talk about it, don't frighten us. Please speak about anything else. Joke, laugh, okay, but when you see anybody talks about death, oh my God, oh, this is no good person. He talks about death. Nobody wants to hear about it. Right? Though this death may take you to Jannah if you are shaheed. And this is the difference between us and our grandfathers, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they were making jihad, throwing themselves to death, because they realized that this death is not really death. This is life in Jannah. Because Allah promised the shaheed that he is not dead, as you know. Don't say for the shaheed that he is dead. He is alive. But you poor people do not feel it. Allah says this. وَلَا تَقُولُوا Don't you ever say وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ For those who are killed in the sake of Allah. أموات Don't say أموات. Don't say he is dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ They are alive. But you do not feel. Haya, where? In another ayah it says, عند ربهم يرزقون, you know. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ Yes, they are happy. You see them dead now? But their souls are up there, happy, in the sky, under the throne of Allah, تحت ظل العرش. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ This is jihad. Jihad is very great in Islam. If you are killed, you are shaheed. This is the shortest and the most guaranteed way to go to Jannah. Your deeds are not guaranteed. Are you sure? Is any one of you sure that his deeds are accepted? You have prayed al-Maghrib now. Anyone of sure of you, sure, can assure me that his prayer has been accepted? Can you assure me? Nobody can assure. Nobody is sure if his prayer is accepted. You read Quran, is it accepted? Maybe you are thinking of something. Maybe in your prayer, you are praying, and you are not concentrating, that you are thinking of the dead battery that you have in your car. You have flat tire. Your wife is waiting for you. Oh my God, she will not let me sleep tonight because it's Ramadan. I haven't purchased. You are thinking of all these things. And I ask you, what did I read in Salah? I am ready to ask you now, what did I read in Salah? In Salat al-Maghrib, most of you will not remember. One man did this once. Wallahi, in Khubar, when I was in Khubar, one man invited everybody to Salat al-Isha, al-Isha prayer. After al-Isha, he invited everybody for dinner in his house. And his son, he said everybody who prayed, really. His son was very, very clever. He understood what his father, he said everybody who prayed truly. So the man, the father was the imam. His son waited outside of the mosque. There were about 200 people. 200. The imam himself told us the story. 200 people. Out of 200, his son was asking everybody coming out of the one door of the mosque. What did the imam read? The first rak'ah and the second rak'ah? What? I don't know. Okay, out. And the first one says he read wa-duha, and then, yani alam nashrah laka sadra. He said, right, okay, you are invited to dinner, you go up. I don't know. Oh, he read this. Out of 200 people, about 200, only 10 people knew what the imam read in the salah. The two rak'ahs of salah. That means 5%, as you said, of the people really prayed. They were listening to what the imam is. Others, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, they don't know what the imam was reading. It was loud salah. So only 10 people, and the imam asked his son, why you only invited 10? He said, you told me who prayed. These are the people who prayed. The others were thinking of something else. One was thinking of his wife. One was thinking of the dead battery, one flat tire, one how many dollars he will get. There was one man, wallahi, this is not joke. The imam also told us, he said once, one imam told us that I was praying dhuhr. I didn't know whether I prayed 3 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah. People, you know, after this, you know, start, well, some people say 3, some 4. And one man said, I am sure that you prayed imam 3 rak'ahs. And he said, why? He said, because I tell you honestly, he said, because I have four shops. In each rak'ah, I make the calculation of each shop. I know what debts I have, every rak'ah. So he said, I made only three shops calculation. The fourth I didn't make. That means you prayed only three rak'ah. I said, why? He said, the devil, shaitan, always come to me in salah. I always remember all the debts only in salah. Before salah, when he starts praying, the first shop comes to him. Oh, $10 on this. Oh, he hasn't paid it. $20. That's first rak'ah. He starts second rak'ah, the second shop comes. Third rak'ah, the third shop. So the imam makes a steam. He said, you prayed only three rak'ahs because I haven't made the calculation. Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. This shows how bad situation we are. So we don't know whether we are accepted or not, our deeds. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised Shaheed by his hadith, many hadith, that the quickest and most guaranteed way of going to Jannah directly without any question, 7 minutes are given to Shaheed. Allah promised in Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ, this is a promise or not, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This is promise, guaranteed from Allah, for sure, that if you die فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the main thing is niyyah. If your niyyah is فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, you are shaheed, all your bad deeds are forgiven, you are given 7 minutes. I will tell you what are these 7 minutes in Arabic, then of course I'll speak in English, because it makes it easier for me when I say in Arabic, then translate into English. لِلشَّهِيدِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ سَبْعُ خِصَالٍ. The shaheed has from Allah 7 minutes. From God, 7 minutes. First, يُغْفَرُ لَهُ بِأَوَّلِ دَفْعَةٍ مِنْ دَمِ. يُغْفَرُ لَهُ بِأَوَّلِ دَفْعَةٍ مِنْ دَمِ. He is forgiven. First, he is forgiven from the first pour out of his blood. The first push of his blood, he is completely forgiven. Even his debts, yes, even his debts. Though there is hadith that shaheed will be asked about the debts, right? Everything is forgiven, illa dayn, except the debt. And there is another hadith that explains this. That it is true he will be asked for his debt, but if he has gone out for jihad, because jihad is fard, now as it is fard by these days, Allah will pay his debts if he had the intention of paying it, but he was killed before paying it. He was not intending to steal the money. He was intending to pay, but he was killed before he reimbursed the debtor. Allah will pay for the debtor. How? You know how? Allah will tell the debtor of the shaheed, يوم القيامة, look behind you. He will look. He will find a very beautiful white palace in paradise. He asks Allah, for whom is this palace? He says, it is for you if you forgive the shaheed, the martyr. Will he forgive him or not? For sure, he will forgive him, his father, his grandfather, the whole family, to get this white, beautiful white palace, right? So he will forgive him and he takes this palace. Who pays the debt of the shaheed? Allah. So this is the first thing out of the 7 minutes. يُغْفَرُ لَهُ بِأَوَّلِ دَفَعَةٍ مِنْ دَمِهِ. Two, وَيُرَى مَكَانَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. The shaheed will be shown his place in Jannah just at the time of his death. And that's why, wallahi, we have seen many shaheeds when they die. I don't want to use the word die, but you know I have to use it, because Allah tells us, don't say that they are dead. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. When he passed out, that same time you see him smiling. Wallahi, many of them, we couldn't see because they died immediately, but many still some minutes or hours left, and then just before his soul goes out to Jannah, you see him, wallahi, smiling like this. Alhamdulillah, ya akhwani, innaha shahada, it is shahada, innaha al-jannah, alhamdulillah, inni la ajidu riha al-jannah. Then he said, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. It is Jannah, it is paradise. I smell the paradise, wallah. They say this and they smile. When you see this, do you want to stay in this life anymore? La wallah. La wallah. One day over there worth, wallahi brothers, worth the whole of your life here. Try it. Please, pay visit over there, perform jihad, and you will see what I mean. One day in Afghanistan, in Islamic jihad over there, you will feel that this day worth the whole of your life, alhamdulillah, this is the greatness of jihad. One man told me a story about this that happened with him. This man is one of the leaders of Sheikh Jalaluddin Haqqani, whose name was Khairullah. He told me that he had one of his cousins whom he loved more than anyone else on this earth. He said, he was my brother in Islam. I loved him very much. We loved each other. And he was my best man in this world. Well, one day there was a battle headed by Sheikh Jalaluddin Haqqani. He said, this Khairullah said, I was sick. I had fever. I couldn't share in the battle. So I was excused. Sheikh Jalaluddin, he said, you have fever. You stay in your room. I stayed the first day. The battle lasted for 2 days. The following day, I felt better. Temperature went down, alhamdulillah. I was ready to go, but however, just before I go, I was told that my cousin, and who is the best man I love, and my dear friend, number one man, friend that I love, has been killed in the war, but he's still not yet shaheed. You know, he's murdered, injured, but he's suffering from his injuries, but still he has not become shaheed, but he's really dying, and, you know, there is no way of saving his life. Actually, he's alive, you know, but I mean, you know, he's going. So I went on the horse, went to him, just before I arrived, wallahi, he swears by God. Wallahi, he said, I saw him smiling, even laughing. And I said, assalamu alaikum, he looked to me, he said, khairullah, umbar, al-hur al-een, al-hur al-een, laqad aqbalat al-hur al-een. And then he said, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. He was looking at al-hur al-een, saying, al-hur al-een, you know the al-hur al-een, the beautiful girls of Jannah, the beautiful, very beautiful girls of Jannah, they are much more beautiful than your girls here in America, very more beautiful, much more. Very beautiful girls. They don't have monthly period. They don't have headaches. You don't have to pay for their marriage to get married over there. You pay 100,000 riyals and you pay to the father and to the mother and to the aunt. His brother knows the whole story. He's laughing. He knows how much. You spend all your life paying back debts of your marriage. Over there, no. You don't have to pay anything. Just a small bullet. And you get just a small bullet here and you get 72 or a length. That's bullet, rocket, anything. Hand grenade, anything that will take you to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. I ask Allah to grant this shahada in Ramadan, inshallah. Ramadan, where everything is 70 times double. Everything, 70 times. Whatever you were doing in any time in Ramadan, it is multiplied 70. Al-faridatu fi, ka-sab'ina faridatin fi masiwa. 70. So don't try, please, not to lose any fard in the masjid, inshallah. Anytime. Even if you have to leave lecture and come for prayer, you come. Wallahi, prayer in the masjid is much better than any lecture. Wallah. In the whole university, wallah. If you know what I mean. Anyhow, this is the story of the second merit of Shaheed. What? Yura makanahu min al-jannah. He sees his place in Jannah. Number three. Wa yujaru min azab al-qabr. He is protected from the punishment of grave. Because you know grave are either part of heaven or part of what? Of hell. For the shaheed, it is part of heaven, alhamdulillah. He is protected from the punishment of grave. Number four, وَيَأْمَنُ الْفَزَعَ الْأَكْبَرِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the last day. Everybody is afraid. The shaheed is safe from that fearful day when the pregnant women, you know this ayah, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى. They did not drink. ولكن عذاب الله شديد. That great day of يوم القيامة, when everybody is afraid, everybody is scared. The women milking their babies, they will throw their babies. They are milking them, but because of the scare of that day, they will throw the babies. The pregnant women will deliver immediately. Though they haven't completed 9 months, they will deliver what they have, sleep immediately. People will look like drunk. They are not drunk, they haven't drunk anything. They haven't drunk any alcohol, but they look like drunk because of that scare, that fearful day. The shaheed, the martyr, is safe under the shade of Allah, on a member of light, alhamdulillah, because he is shaheed. May Allah grant us all shahada fi sabil. Number five, وَيُوضَعُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ تَاجُ الْوَقَارِ الْيَاقُوتَةُ مِنْهُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. He will be given over his head solemnness crown, crown of solemnness. One ruby of it, one ruby equals or better than the whole world. خَيْرٌ means better. خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Better than the whole world and what is in it. Just one of them. Inshallah, we ask Allah to put this solemnness crown above our heads, inshallah. Number six, وَيُزَوَّجْ young men, وَيُزَوَّجْ بِثْنَتَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينَ. He will be married, not to one, to 72. 72 of Al-Hur Al-Ain. Not Hur Al-Tin, not this Hur of this life, no. Who get sick, get problems, get give you trouble, you know, if you she's angry, she will not cook for you, you want to sleep at night, no, many problems, over there no problems at all. No monthly period, no headache, no visiting father, mother, no give me ticket, let me go back to Saudi Arabia, no problems like this. Al-Hur Al-Ain, 72, wonderful girls. If you want them, the mahr is very simple, just one bullet. One grenade, one rocket that takes you up there to Al-Hur Al-Ain. Allahu Akbar. 72 of Al-Hur Al-Ain. Number 7, he is given shafa'ah. You know all what is shafa'ah? Shafa'ah is intermediate to interfere, to take people with your intermediate, to take people from hell into heaven. You will be granted shafa'ah, intermediate for 70. Of your people. وَيُشَفَّعْ فِي سَبْعِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. 70 of your relatives will be granted shafa'ah, your shafa'ah as shaheed, and be وَجَبَتْ لَهُمْ النَّارِ. All of them will go to Jannah, to paradise, but they were actually going to hell. By your shafa'ah, they will be taken from hell into Jannah. Not one, not two. The hafiz of Quran, the one who knows Quran by heart, will be given shafa'ah to 10. 10. Hafiz al-Quran yushafa'ah fi 10. 10. But the shaheed is given shafa'ah to whom? How much? 70. 70. Not 17. 70. Allahu Akbar. 70. Alhamdulillah. So, are we afraid of shahada? Are we afraid of Jannah, brothers? Inshallah, we are not afraid. What are our excuses for not performing jihad? No excuses. Jihad is now fard ain. What are the proofs that it is fard ain and it is not fard kifaya? I will tell you what all the people are. You have seen, the, of course, the orders in Quran, right? مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ فِرُوا فِي سَبِيلَا تَقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْقِتَالُ. As I told, these are what the mentions there. Ayat I mentioned before, and all fuqaha has agreed that إذا سبيت امرأة في المشرق وجب على أهل المغرب تخليص. If one woman, one alone, was taken as captured, you know, seized in المغرب, المشرق, in the east, the people of the west are supposed to take her out, okay, from being captured. He must save her from captivity. This is an order that we all know. An example of this I will tell you is Ghazwat Bani Qaynuqa. Ghazwat what? Bani Qaynuqa. Rasulullah made this Ghazwa just for the sake of one woman. One woman only was going or went to the Jews area or part of Medina that was called Bani Qaynuqa. There was one part called Bani Qaynuqa, one area, one quarter called Bani Qaynuqa. These were all Jews. One Muslim woman went over there. The Jews were merchants of gold. She wanted to buy some gold. Well, she went to the goldsmith. It's called goldsmith, right? Sar, goldsmith. Yes. She went to the goldsmith over there to buy some gold. Well, that goldsmith was Jew. He asked her to show her face, you know, uncover her face. Well, she was pure, honest Muslim. She refused. She insisted not to do this. That Yahudi Khabith, the Jew, was very bad. He came from her back without her feeling and had the end of her thobe, her dress, put it up on the top of her back, you know, clipped it with clip. While she was sitting, nothing happened. When she stood up, you know, all the lower part, her lowest half, was completely shown. You know, her sensitive part and everything. She cried because she didn't want, she refused to uncover her face. So how about her lower body? Completely. كُشِفَتْ سَوْآتُهَا. She cried. There was a Muslim. Good Muslim. Not like ours today. Our Muslims today. Anybody who are Muslims, it's none of my business. So I don't care. He came, became mad. He raised his sword and he killed the Jew. This was among the middle of Jews. They all attacked him and they killed him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know about this. Rasul Bani Qaynuqa heard about this. He announced the war against Bani Qaynuqa. Jihad. And there was Ghazwat Bani Qaynuqa just because of one moment. What happened after this also? 108 years back, after this, there was a very famous man, very famous Khalifa called Al-Mu'tasim. You heard about Al-Mu'tasim? Al-Abbasi. He was in Baghdad. There was a woman in a place called Amuriya. Amuriya was in the Roman Empire. The Romans came to that village. And there was a Muslim woman over there in the borders. They attacked Amuriya. And one soldier, one officer, Roman officer, touched, just caught one woman, Muslim woman. What did she say? You all know. One word. Wa Mu'tasima! Oh, Mu'tasim. She called the caliph, the Abbasi caliph in Baghdad. Well, there was no telexes, no telephone at that time, but he got the message. Somebody carried the message on horse to him that one woman. This is what happened. Romans came to Amuriya. They attacked one woman and she said, Wa Mu'tasima. He said, Labbaik ya Mra'a. Labbaik ya Mra'a. He answered that woman immediately. And he prepared an army of 70,000. 70,000 horsemen. And he attacked Amuriya. He saved that woman. And he killed the same officer who touched that woman. Just for one woman said, Wa Mu'tasima. One woman. Also, Fuqaha says that if just 1 foot, واحد شبر, or 1 foot of land is occupied by the enemies, it is fard ain. It is an obligation for everybody in that area to fight the enemy until they get back that 1 foot. 1 acre, 1 foot of land. Now, how many millions of feet? How many millions of kilometers in the hands of the enemies? The Russians, the Israelis, look at even Andalus, you know, Spain. From all the fuqaha says that jihad is fard'ain since we lost Al-Andalus 496 years ago, in the year 1492. Now we are in the year 1988. So it is 496 years ago jihad became fard'ain. Because Andalus was taken by what? By Christians, as you know. And what have they done to Muslims? You all know about Mahakam Taftish, how they forced them to become Christians. Anybody who refused, he was killed. Not only killed, I wish he was killed immediately. He was punished severely for months, or kept down in wells until he died from punishment, from hunger, from all kind, very bad. They discovered now, few years ago, I read an article in magazine in Spain, in the old monasteries and old churches, they discovered underground many bad ways that people were treating the Muslims and punishing them. And they have taken pictures, and this was a big scandal about Mahakam Taftish, how they were punishing Muslims and forcing them to become Christians. From that time, all Muslims should have announced holy war and jihad fi sabilillah. And jihad is first. If the people of that area are not enough, then, or they are scared, or they couldn't defend their land, then this farz becomes obligatory to the people of this obligation move in a bigger circle. Not enough, bigger and bigger, in bigger circles until it covers all the Muslims in the world. And this is the situation now. We need every man in this world, all the Muslims, until the leaders of jihad say, we have had enough, thank you, the rest you can go. Right? But the leaders of jihad, all of them say, we are in need, in deep need of money, but our need for men is greater. Even we are in deep need of money, but our need of men, true men, not of males. There is difference between males and men. Right? There are males who are like this famous singer, what's his name, this crazy man who make like this with his... What? Michael Jackson. Right? This is one expert here, mashallah. This man, Michael Jackson, many people of our people like Michael Jackson. These are males. We don't want these people. We want men like you, gentlemen, who have believed in Allah, who want to be killed, to go to Jannah, to save our brothers over there. We want this type of men. This is what we need in Afghanistan. So don't hesitate to come and share in this jihad. Many people are like this Michael Jackson. They don't know anything about Islam. They are just called Muhammad. Once I have seen one of these people in Jubail. Jubail is a small town in Saudi Arabia. I was with... It's big town. Okay, don't worry. Okay. Well, it's not very big, you know. Not very big. Anyhow, I went there to give lecture. And in between the two lectures, after Asr and Maghrib, I was walking. I saw one man of these teenagers, about 20 years old, making, wallahi, his hair exactly like this man, Michael Jackson, wearing a t-shirt with a picture of Michael Jackson. Not only this, wallahi, but putting also behind in his pickup, putting the picture of Michael Jackson on the rear glass, you know, the rear glass of the car. Everything was showing that he loves Michael Jackson. Not only this, he was listening to a tape of Michael Jackson. Exactly. He knows what the story. I asked him, what is he saying? He said, Allah ba'adri. I don't know. He was listening, but he doesn't know English. And he was, I said, what if he's cursing you? He was making la la la. And do you know what he's saying? He said, I don't know English. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. But he's just, you know, he wanted to be like, did Allah create us for this purpose? To be like Michael Jackson? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah has created us, but has not created us but for worshipping Him. Only. إِلَّا means but. Right? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ What is the peak of worship? What is the peak of worship? What? Jihad fi sabilillah. وَذَرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ You know, Sanam is the highest part of the camel. Right? Darwatu Salam is the peak of the Salam. The peak of the bone, you know, of the camel. The peak is what in Islam? What? You know all. وَذَرْوَةُ سَلَامِهِ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Ya Rasulallah, دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ يَعْدِلُ الْجِهَادِ قَالَ لَا أَجِلْ Rasulullah, tell me about, one man asked, tell me about a deed that equals jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ He says, I don't find. There is nothing, brothers, that equal jihad fi sabilillah. Nothing at all. Nothing. Because anything you do, you can give tears, but mujahid is giving his blood. He's giving his soul. And blood is much more expensive than tears. And you all agree with me. Bloods are more expensive than tears. That's why the Arab, or the famous Imam Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who was mujahid also and big Imam, wrote to his friend who was very big Imam, but he was not Mujahid, Al-Fadil ibn Ayyad, used to worship Allah very much in Mecca and Medina, to the extent that he was called Abid al-Haramin. Abid al-Haramin, Mecca, Medina, he was all the time Abid, praying, worshipping Allah. The worshipper of Haramin. He was famous for this. All the caliphs came to ask, you know, him to pray for them. They wanted his satisfaction. But he was not Mujahid, so Al-Fadir ibn Ayyad received some poems from Abdullah ibn Mubarak blaming him for not sharing in jihad and telling him that whatever your worship is as if you are praying compared to our jihad fi sabilillah. Because you are giving tears, right? You are giving tears. We are giving blood. Your horses are racing, but our horses are fighting. The meaning of this are three poems that I know. يا عابد الحرمين لو أبصرتنا لعلمت أنك في العبادة تلعب، من كان يخضب خده بدموعه فنحورنا بدمائنا تتخضب، أو كان يتعب خيله في باطل سبقت خير فخيولنا يوم الكريهة تتعب. Great difference between those who give tears, which is great, and those who give blood, which is much greater. Right? It's good to give tears, but it's better to give blood. It is the peak of Islam. Right, brothers? So don't hesitate, inshallah, to perform jihad. We need each one of you. You heard the news about the agreement signed. The borders, Pakistani-Afghani borders, are going to be closed by 15th of May as a price for the Russians' withdrawal. So if you want to perform jihad, this is your chance. You have only 1 month left. Today is how much? 15th, I think? Or 16th of... 16th. You have less than 1 month. You have less than 1 month to be. During the month of Ramadan, this is your chance. You will achieve two things. You will get there before the closure of border. Number two, which is the greatest, you will have the chance of performing jihad in the holy month of Ramadan. Imagine the great reward for you if you become shaheed in Ramadan. Wallahi, I pray to Allah, I always say, Allahumma shahadatan fi Ramadan. Because I have seen the shaheeds who became shaheed in the months of Ramadan and the blessings that they had. The nice smell, wallahi, of scent, musk. Musk, misk. Nashumu minhum riha al-misk, wallah. Their blood is the color of blood, but the musk is coming out of their body. The smile on their faces. Some of them stay 2-3 days, wallahi, before we are able to get him. As if he died now. As if he is not dead, wallahi, as if he is asleep. Asleep. While the body of the communist, few hours. 5 hours, wallahi, 6 hours, completely changed. The communist. Both are killed at the same time. The Muslim, shaheed, remains the same, wallahi. With a very nice smell. Because he is fighting fi sabilillah. The communist, the Russian, oh my God. Swallowed, bluish, very dark bluish, azraq, ghamiq, a'udhu billah. Very dark bluish, very bad smell. You cannot come near to him. We start making like this. While the shaheed beside him, giving very nice smell. How? Physicians, doctors, explain this to me. You cannot. This is from Allah. This is miracle. This is karama for the shaheed from Allah, giving him this nice smell, protecting his body from deteriorating, giving this very nice scent for the shaheed, and this is the reward of the shaheed. Now, I think I have explained to you what are the 7 merits of the shaheed, the orders that we have about jihad in Quran. We are to perform jihad. Our brothers are in deep need of our jihad. One thing left I want to talk about is jihad in Palestine, jihad in Palestine. I have talked enough about jihad in Afghanistan. I'll give you a chance to ask. But this does not mean, brothers, that we have forgotten Palestine. I am performing jihad in Afghanistan not because I do not want to perform jihad in Palestine. La wallah. Palestine, Jerusalem is in the depth of my heart. I am Palestinian. I am from Jerusalem itself. My house is near Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. I was born in Jerusalem in 1942. It is in the depth of my heart, but I cannot go. That's why I went to Afghanistan. The road to Palestine is closed. You cannot go inside. If you want to go through any of the borders, our traders, the leaders, our governors, our kings, the leaders, our leaders are all traitors. They will shoot you in your back, wallah, before the Israelis will shoot you in your chest. And you all know what I mean. Isn't this true or not? We have examples of this. 2 months ago, one man came to us in jihad from Erbid city in Jordan. He said that he's Jordanian. He said that his cousin with another 2 people were killed, shot dead by the Jordanian army when they tried to cross the borders to help their brothers in the uprising, the Intifada, the uprising of Palestine. They were shot dead by the Jordanians their bodies were handed to their families to make everybody afraid that no one is allowed to come. Our armies are left for the days of crisis. Ayam al-Shada'id, the days of severe crisis. When they will come, God only knows. Our armies, our aircraft, our military aircraft are only left for the days of crisis. That will never come. Palestinians are fighting by stones more than 4 months. You know today more than how many, 10 or 13 were killed and more than 100 injured, and nobody is interfering. They announced this in their television. They know this. Women are crying, Ya Muslimin, Ya Arab, Inshallah, for the sake of God, help us. They listen, they see, but nobody moves. And if you talk, you will be put in jail. These are our leaders, the traitors. May Allah replace them with Muslim leaders that unify this country, inshallah, and make us all under one flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. All of them are traitors. Otherwise, they should have interfered. What are they waiting? 4 months now. What are you waiting? For the days of crisis, as Sheikh Abdullah has said, لأيام الشدائد. And there is a story about this. It applies to them now. I would like to tell you this story. The story of Ayam al-Shada'id, the days of crisis. One man used to have very nice, beautiful, brand new pistol. He used to keep it all the time, 24 hours, on his chest. Every day in the morning, he takes the pistol, cleans it, wipes it, look at it, and put it here. His wife told him one day, "Oh, my lover, my dear husband, you love this much, you love your pistol very much." He said, "Yes, my wife, this is for days of crisis. Ayam al-Shada'id." So they were sleeping one night, the middle of the night, one thief, robber, came inside the house to steal the things. He took the television, video, everything, and he was moving. Well, the wife woke up. She saw him. She woke her husband up and said, "Look, my husband, my dear husband, the thief is taking the house. Now it is time to use your pistol." And he looked at the thief, then he looked at his wife and smiled and he said, "Keep it for the days of crisis." He slept, the thief stole half of the house and went, and the pistol remained for the days of crisis. Another day, it was weekend, very sunny day, beautiful day. He took his wife to their park. They had their own garden. They went over there, it was sunny. The wife took her cover, started, you know, combing her beautiful hair. She was very beautiful. 4 men of the thieves were passing by. They saw that fantastic, beautiful woman. Ah, the devil started praying in their mind. They wanted to rape that woman. They came to him. They said, "We are 4 and he is 1. They didn't know that he has pistol. They didn't know, alhamdulillah. They came and they took his wife from him. They pulled her. He didn't move. His wife looked and said, "My husband, my dear husband, isn't it now time to use your pistol?" And he looked wisely, solemnly, and said to his wife, "Keep it for the days of crisis." They took his wife, the pistol remained for the days of crisis. وَأَخَذُوا زَوْجَتَهُ وَبَخِيَ الْمُسَدَّسِ لِأَيَامِ الشَّدَائِدِ. Exactly like our armies now. Our armies are for the days of crisis. That will never come. Only days of crisis is to protect their thrones. You understand what I mean? Only. To fight the Muslims, yes. But to fight the Israelis, no. To fight the communists in Afghanistan, no. Allah will punish them for this. I'm not afraid of anybody. I fear no one but Allah. You can tell anybody, tell intelligence, I care less about intelligence. Anybody of you intelligence, let him come, I will sit over him. I kill him. I fear no one, alhamdulillah. Allah. Wallahi, I sold myself to Allah. When you fight against the Russians, see the Russians running away from you, wallahi, you fear no one but Allah. Wallahi, jihad in Afghanistan taught me izzah, dignity, that I didn't have before. Before, I used to give khutbah in Dhahran, when I see anyone of the intelligence officers, I speak hard, I start talking, crying, and he looks at me like this, or raise this okie-tokie, I start shaking like this. Before, when I went to jihad, alhamdulillah, Wallahi, now I fear no one but Allah. Anyone intelligent, show him to me. I will sit over him. Tomorrow is his funeral, inshallah. No problem. Don't worry. 130 kilograms. I sit above anyone, he is finished. Salam. Okay, brothers, alhamdulillah, we end by dua, inshallah. Then we give you a chance to ask questions. If you have any question to ask, you are most welcome. I will answer frankly, and I want nobody to be upset with me. I have nothing to hide. I will tell everything, wallahi, frankly, up to the best of my knowledge, 100%. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم قربنا إلى ما يرضيك وحل بيننا وبين معاصيك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنزل ملائكتك تقاتل معهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك في اليهود وفي الشيوعيين. اللهم زلزل أقدامهم وشتت جمعهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا يرد عن القوم الظالمين. اللهم دمر دباباتهم ودمر مفاعلاتهم وأسقط طائراتهم وأرنا عجائب قدرتك فيهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في هذا البلد واجعلهم مؤمنين صادقين مخلصين. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وصلاتنا وجهادنا في هذا الشهر المبارك واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا غض البصر وحفظ الفرج واجعلنا يا الله من الصائمين الصادقين واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين. اللهم أظلنا تحت ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك واسقنا من حوض نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شربة هنيئة مريئة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا يا رب العالمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. If there is any question, you are most welcome. I'll start from right to left so that to give a chance for all the people to ask. That's, I think that's better. We have tried this before to control, if you don't mind. Start, if no, you have no question, you don't have to ask. But I mean, if you want to ask, don't hesitate. Don't fear from intelligence people, as I told you. I will sit over them for you. So don't worry. Ask, fear no one but Allah. Wallahi, nobody deserves to fear from him. أَتَخْشَوْنَهُمْ فَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَوْهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Mu'mins, if you have true aqidah, the meaning of aqidah that you fear no one but Allah. Any question?
JazakAllah khair, Sheikh. Now, it will be in May 15, the border with Pakistan will be closed.
Yes, Afghani-Pakistani border.
Yeah, what about Iranian border? Can you use it?
I see, okay. Answering this question is that so far, the Mujahideen mainly are using the Pakistani borders more because most of the fronts are through Pakistan. But they are still using the Irani borders in to go to Herat, to go to some parts of Afghanistan. They are using these borders to go there, and one of these axioms that happened is that the one once using these with that rockets that they bought by 70,000 each, I mean Stinger rockets. And you heard about this story, they made big fuss out of it. Actually, they did not sell this to Iranians, but what happened, that we have seen the leader who made a press conference over there with his assistant who was wounded. They were attacked, the Mujahideen themselves were attacked by the Haras al-Thawra, some people for the Iranian army, and they have taken by force the missiles they had. They were 6 cars, they told us this, and they swore by Allah, and I do believe them, because I saw the wound that they were. They were 6 cars, 4 of their jeeps were taken, captured by the Iranian army, or, you know, Haras al-Thawra, and the missiles were taken by force, and they could not, of course, continue. So they did not sell the weapon to Iran. They need it themselves. They will never do this, otherwise the leaders, they have Rabbani, they will exclude them. I'm sure of this. Another thing is that I want to tell you something. We have noticed now that the Iranian government has announced officially that they are ready to help the Mujahideen. They announced now that if the Pakistani government closes the borders, I must tell you everything in fact, what is good, what is bad, because I will not hide anything, I promise. I don't know politics, alhamdulillah, though I have BA in politics from Khan University, but it is nonsense. I don't believe in what we studied in university. I believe, being frank, this is the best Islamic politics, you know. So the Iranian, I think, politically, they are getting the advantage of this trouble between Pakistan and Mujahideen, and they are very clever by announcing to Mujahideen that you are most welcome to Iran if you want to come. Our borders are open for you. But whether the Mujahideen are going to use this offer, accept the Iranian offer or not, it's up to them. If they have to accept it and they don't find any other source except this, they may have to go. And if they do, I don't blame them. Why? If there is no way to go, to give support except through Iran, they will have to accept it. Though we have great difference, as I said, between Sunnah and Shia. You know, this trust and interest. I'm sorry to say this, but this is the situation that they may have to use it if they are forced to. And I think they will not, but if they are forced to, I tell you something, Sheikh Sayyaf said to Diya al-Haq when he told him that we are going to cut the supplies of the for the Afghans. We are going to close the borders. You will get no help whatsoever. I'm sorry, but I have to. What did Sayyaf say? He said, look, President Diya al-Haq, لَإِنْ قَطَعْتُمْ مَدَدَ الْأَرْضِ فَلَنْ تَقْطَعُوا مَدَدَ السَّمَاءِ. If you cut the supply of the earth, you can never cut the supply of the sky. The supply of Allah. You see? So they have great fear. If there is no way, even if Iranians want help, they will go inside, let them cut the borders, they can cut the supply of the earth, but the madad, the supply from Allah, the angels, do not need permission from Ziya al-Haq. They will come from Allah. The angels are ordered by Allah, not by Ziya al-Haq or by Reagan. We don't need any help from anybody, wallahi. Because what will happen to us? We'll go there, same as Tariq ibn Ziyad did, burn the ships, right? The ships, and said, Al-Aduwa amamakum wal-Bahr waraakum. Enemy is before you, and the sea is behind you. We'll say to the people, now brothers, Russians before you, communists before you, and Pakistanis behind you. What's wrong? We are going to fight, asking the help of Allah. And this will force us to fight, you know. And if we need anything, we are dying of hunger, we will get our food as ghanima from our enemies. You know what is ghanima, you know, take that. Alhamdulillah. So this is the situation. As you asked about it, well, Iran is using this, and whether they are sincere or not, God only knows what is in their heart. Whether are they sincere of this or not, God only knows. But this is what they have announced. They are trying to encourage the Mujahideen to come to Iran, open your offices there. All our borders are open with Afghanistan. But what? No comments about this, because only God knows if they are sincere or not. However, they have given this offer, taking the advantage of the trouble between Afghanis and Pakistanis. Any question, brother?
Yes. I would like to know, I've heard these names quite often. Rabbani, Hikmatyar, and Haqqani. Who are these people?
These are leaders of Mujahideen. Rabbani and Hikmatyar are leaders of great two parties. There are seven parties of Mujahideen in Afghanistan. Haqqani is leader, but not of party, leader of an area. He belongs to Yunus Khalis. Haqqani is one of the leaders of Yunus Khalis. So we have in Afghanistan, we have seven leaders, seven parties, main parties. These are Ittihad Islami, Hizb Islami, Jam'iyyah, Hizb Islami Yunus Khalis, Najat Milli, Mahaz Milli. These are seven parties headed by the name, these seven people. Hikmatyar, Sayyar, Rabbani, Yunus Khalis. These four have about 90% of Mujahideen. Then we have the other three, who comes after them, who have about 10% of Mujahideen only. And these are the people who sometimes don't mind about, you know, accepting Zahir Shah or things like this. The first four are the best. Then comes these three who are now cooperating with them, who are Mujaddidi, Kailani, and Nabi. Sabahatullah Mujaddidi, Muhammad Kailani, and Muhammad Nabi. These Kailani, Nabi, Mujaddidi are the other three. These are the seven leaders of you. But for Haqqani, he is the leader of Bakhtia. He is the one who was the brave of Khust battle, and he was injured during this battle because he was fighting himself. He's very brave Mujahid. I know him personally. He's a personal friend of mine. I shared with him in many battles. I was with him in many battles in Bakhtia with Sheikh Haqqani, and I know him very well. And of course, I was with him during the Khust battle. I attended his operation. I accompanied him until he was cured from this injury in his leg. You know.
To these first follow-up questions, the first four ones you just mentioned,
yes,
have sort of unity.
Yes, the first four ones have some sort of unity agreement between themselves, and they want to continue jihad fi sabilillah. They have decided to go inside Afghanistan, and they, by the way, they have issued very good bayan statement of 8 pages. And inshallah, I will give this bayan to our brother Hamid Ghazali. Inshallah, I will give you this bayan statement. You have photocopier machine. You can photocopy it and distribute it to brothers or sell it if you want. In Colombia, they sold it for $0.50 to cover the price of photocopying. If you are rich, you can give it free. If you are poor, you can take $0.50 from the brothers, no problem. But it's very good bayan, believe me. I think everybody must read, because it tells you all the details of the situation up to date. 8 pages, they said everything. They said what the Americans want to do, what the Russians, what pressures we are facing. It's very clear. You have read it, brother, and it's very good statement. I think everybody should read. I'm sorry it's in Arabic, but I'm sure some of the brothers can translate it for you or translate it into English. Maybe Brother Hamid thinks it's a good idea to give it to one of the newspapers or announce in the television. If you think that will show the opinion of Mujahideen, it's an official statement, so nothing in translating it and showing it to people. It's not secret, I mean. Show it, it's good really to talk about. I'm ready myself to have press conference if this helps tomorrow if you want, or any other time if it helps, you know, to explain or to talk to people in television or anything to express the point of view of Mujahideen. I'm ready at any time since there is good for, you know, the Mujahideen case, inshallah. Inshallah. Yes, brother. Any question?
Well, talking about the politics, and I don't care because you will take care of them.
We don't like politics as well, Allah. We like only jihad. Politics is nonsense. Because if anything goes into politics, you lose. Right? Palestinian case went to politics. What happened? We lost it. The only politics we understand is tach, tach, tach. This is the best politics. Shooting, we sell our, as Sayyaf said, نحن نحل قضيتنا في الخنادق لا في الفنادق. We solve our problems in the trenches, not in the hotels. Our problems are solved in the trenches, fighting, not in the hotels, round the tables. حق قضيتنا تحل في الخنادق طاخ 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 لا في الفنادق, not in the hotels. Any case goes to the hotels. Geneva talks, nonsense, we'll get nothing out of it. We learn this from Palestine, right? Yeah. The best thing is continue jihad, nothing but jihad. Even after liberation of Afghanistan, wallahi, the leaders have agreed in front of me to continue jihad fi sabilillah, even after liberation of Afghanistan, even after the Islamic government, they will not stop. They will go up to the Muslim countries of Russia, Islamic republics. They will go down to Palestine, to Al-Quds. They all promised Allah to liberate Palestine. Anybody stops in their way, oh my God, I will sit over him myself. Imagine, any ruler, he will not let us go, we'll go by force. Jihad, you know what is jihad? Allahu Akbar. And then imagine the Afghanis who gave very hard time to Russia, the Soviets. What will they do with the Israelis? They will eat them. Afghanis are very crazy people. They are very brave. I have never seen like this. Wallahi, 100. All of them, Allahu Akbar, and they run. Machine gun, bombs, nothing stop them, wallah. Nothing. When they want to die shahada, they want shahada. Allahu Akbar, and they come. 50 of them are killed, but the other 50 will take over the big castle. And as soon as the communists see the Mujahideen inside, saying Allahu Akbar, Askari Taslim, Askari Taslim. in Persian, Askari Islam, surrender in Arabic also. All of them surrender to us. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead then. Continue your question.
Yeah, I wonder if you have any dua for the people in Salah or talking. I don't have any kind of Shabbat to get away the devil from come to the prayer in Salah and sitting thinking.
I see. Well, for that, there is, I think, hadith, I don't remember it now. You have to go back to the books that there is hadith, I forgot what it is. You read about it in the dua, inshallah Allah will help you. But I will tell you what. Well, you have, first of all, when you pray, as some ulama said, you have to remember, put in your mind that Allah is facing you. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه, as if you see Allah. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Imagine that Allah is facing you, and that paradise is in your right and hell is in your left, and Allah is watching you. Try to remember always that Allah is with you, and concentrate on the words you say. When, and maybe try that to remember that this could be the last salah, the last prayer of yours. If you try to concentrate in this, inshallah this will help you. Plus isti'adha daiman, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, inshallah it will help. Try to help, and alhamdulillah that Allah said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُونَ, and did not say, فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُونَ. If he said, فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ, we are all in trouble. But alhamdulillah he said, عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ, not فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ, not in, you know, this is the difference. Inshallah, do your best for that. Jazakallah khairan. Yes. Any question?
Question, yes.
Don't worry of intelligence, I told you.
Yes,
brother. تفضل.
في هل القواد السبعة أحد منهم شيعي؟ الحمد لله.
None of the seven leaders is Shia. All of them are Sunni. We have some Shia Mujahideen, very little number, they are not more than 2% of Mujahideen, and these are supported by Iran. Iran is supporting the Shia Mujahideen, and they are giving them weapons. But these are not out of the seven parties. They are very little numbers, and by the way, the Afghani Shia are very near to Sunnah, honestly, very near. There is not much difference like some of. They pray with us, I have seen some of them. They told me this man is Shia, I didn't see any difference, really. He prays with us in Jama'ah, everything. I didn't see, notice anything that they do. So they said Shia, but he prays, he makes Salam, not like, you know, Shia, they make like this, or things like I have seen with other Shia. I saw, noticed that they just call them Shia. They maybe only prefer Ali more than Abu Bakr or Umar. That's all. This is minor difference, but not in, you know, in Quran or in change or anything like this.
Can I ask first? A lot of Iranians also do pray with us.
And they are Shia?
Yes.
That's very good. Alhamdulillah. That means they are very cooperative and they are like us. So alhamdulillah, we can treat them this way. As long as they are praying with us, and there is no difference, just very minor difference, we consider them, they are our own brothers. If they say that the Quran is changed, or Aisha has done adultery, or things like this, that some parts of them say, then this is of course kufr, wal-iyadu billah. If they are like us, they believe this is the same Quran, not changed, or anything like this, there is nothing missing out of it, as they say, there was some of them say there is surah that was saying that Ali was to be Khalifa after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Abu Bakr and Umar took it away. This is nonsense. Nobody can imagine that Allah will let anybody play in His Quran, because Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." So Allah protected the Quran from any change, not a single letter change. And that's why the miracles of Quran happen now. Many scientific miracles mentioned in Quran, and that's why many scientists, you know, American and French, like Roger Jaroudi, the very famous socialist, like Maurice Bucaille, the very famous scientist, French, who embraced Islam because he read about the miracles. And he made great books called Le Bible, Le Quran, Le Science. The Bible, the Quran, and science. And he proved that all the facts, the scientific facts mentioned in the Quran were proved to be facts. And this means that these are not the words of Muhammad. This can never be the words of Muhammad. These are the actual words of Allah. These are divine scripture of Quran, alhamdulillah, from Allah. Yes, brother. So the seven leaders are all Sunnah. But I say they are not all the same in their religion. They are Sunnah. One of them, for example, is very deep Sufi.
you know, and these people, you know, come and kiss his hand, and they don't ask him what he's doing, and I don't want to talk too much about it. So they are not all the same, you know, level. Yes.
I have few questions. The first one is, what is the major consequences of this agreement in terms of the arms supply and in terms of the...
We hear that there's a kind of ethnic separation between among the Afghans. I hear that in the news, or I read in the newspaper that the Russian supporting by the communist regime that kind of divide Afghanistan to the northern part and to the southern part in terms of creating a kind of security zone to protect the Russians. This is the first question. The second question, I want you to comment on the hijacking of the airplane, the Kuwait airplane, which is, you know, draw the attention of the international media from the uprising in the Holy Land and also in the other Muslim cases. And do you think that they have really an Islamic cause to call Muslims like this and dump them like garbage in this way?
Yes, okay, I will tell you first. Concerning the weapons, I want to tell you that for the Mujahideen, actually they are, the closing of borders for sure must affect them. We cannot deny this, because instead of getting supplies from their fellow brothers in Pakistan, from the Pakistani government themselves, even if they pay for it, but they are paying. Because even for the American Stinger missile, wallahi, they are paying 70,000. I have seen the papers myself. They don't get it free. They pay $70,000 for each missile, anti-aircraft missile. So I don't blame them for buying anti-aircraft missile to protect themselves, because none of the Arab or the Muslim governments is supporting them with something to protect them from aircraft. The main damage, 82% of our casualties, of our killed, of our shaheeds, 82% are as a result of bomb. Aircrafts, imagine, only 18% is from bombs, guns, and then. And maybe only 2% out of direct bullets, you know, only. Most of them are bombs, or of course many bombs by aircraft. So we need something to protect. But what our Mujahideen is going to do, as I said, Sayyar and the leaders, this you read all the answers in that paper. They have decided to go inside Afghanistan, move whatever they can, and this is part of our mission here. I came with Sheikh Abdullah and Muhammad Sadiq Shakari, an Afghani leader. Three of us came. Sheikh Abdullah went back. Myself and Muhammad Sadiq are here. I don't know which city he's in now, but he's touring also the States. He's one of the assistants of Ustaz Rabbani, you asked about. He's very good also, Mujahid. He was the leader of Kabul area. He was called Hakim Kabul al-Layli, the night governor of Kabul, because at night he was governing Kabul. And the Russians were hiding, and he was doing what he wanted in Kabul. Kabul, the capital itself. So one of our purposes is to collect money for Mujahideen, donations, as much as we can. And alhamdulillah, today, as our brothers noticed, we have got from Colombia the greatest sum so far. Before Colombia, we had 9,500 from a place called Corvallis, town called Corvallis in Oregon, very near to Portland. Now, today, we have got much more. We have got $15,256 plus about 4,500 gold. So about $20,000 from the town of Colombia. And this is the peak now. This break the record to twice, really, broke the record. And we will see what the people of this town, inshallah, will do. May Allah bless what you pay for your brothers. Whatever it is, Allah knows what's in it. So we are trying to answer your question, to collect as much as we can, get all our needs before the 15th of May, and go inside. They close the borders. We have to fight with what we have. And I assure you, don't worry about us, because there are places, I'm telling you this for the first time, that I have seen myself. Secret places inside Afghanistan, in the mountains, holes, you know, trenches in the mountains, wallahi, some of them up to 50 meters deep, full, alhamdulillah, of ammunition, full of weapons, because Mujahideen were expecting this thing a year ago. So they started gradually feeling, gradually taking, getting ready. And now we need to get ready more so that we have our own sources inside Afghanistan. We will fight. And why these are made in mountains? So that if plane come to bomb them, bombs would not affect. If you make a hole in the mountain, you know what I mean. Caves in mountains are not affected by any bombs, alhamdulillah. And of course they are guarded, and we are fighting from these places, inshallah. Nobody could come to us, and if they come, and if we are killed, we are shaheed. So we expect one of two things. قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيْنِ. Either victory or shahada. Yarhamkumullah. Either victory or shahada. We are not afraid, alhamdulillah. We pray to Allah to grant us shahada, but we hope it is after victory. So when you see that you have killed your enemy, then you become shaheed. You are happy twice. First because you have beaten him, then because Allah has granted you shahada, inshallah. So I think this. What about the second question? What was?
The hijacking.
Yes. For the hijacking, I am against any hijacking. Why? Because I feel that hijacking of plane is against any humanity. Why? Because there are poor and pure and innocent passengers who have nothing to do in this case. If you are against any government, go and attack that same government. Not the people, not the passengers, not the women, not even the men who are not, have nothing to do with the case. They are innocent people. What have these two people, Kuwaiti, done so that they are killed and thrown like this? They have families waiting for them. I agree really. I don't agree at all. If I were there, I wouldn't kill any Muslim at all, just because I'm against his government. I would fight the government directly. You see what I mean? Not by doing this. That's why I can see an Israeli woman here. I hate Israelis very much, but I won't shoot the woman. Right? I wouldn't shoot a man who is not fighting with me, but I will shoot the Israeli army, those who are fighting our people, or the Israeli embassy that represent the government, but not the people. So I am against, really, personally, I feel hijacking is not the proper Islamic way of dealing with these matters. I think this is clear now. Yes, but
I have three questions or four questions.
MashaAllah. No problem, we can stay up to Suhoor, yani. Yes, we have to pray, inshallah, Isha and Tarawih. But no problem, we can ask. After this, by the way, brother Hamid, you can, for Isha prayer, is that, in Isha prayer, you can postpone it, no problem. No problem about Isha. Other prayers, you must pray in time. But Isha, you have the first third of night, you can pray Isha, no problem. Yes, brother.
Yeah, the first one, we're speaking about Palestine and like making jihad in Palestine.
As I know, like, it's the prayer to the people of Palestine to do jihad first when our country was taken from us.
Yes.
And if we're not able to do that, the people who are living around us have to help us.
Exactly.
And I think it's like, the first thing that you have to do is like to help in Palestine instead of doing that in Afghanistan. Also, what we have to do it in Afghanistan, but Palestine is near to us.
Number one.
Yeah. Then, when you explained why you're not able to do that, you said because, like, our governors or leaders are not allowed us to do that.
Yes, and I'm not allowed to go to Palestine.
No.
Then can you get me to Palestine?
Then you said that, so we're asking Allah to replace them by good people. Okay,
yes.
I think just asking won't do you anything good.
Yes, so you have can do.
Okay, so you have to do something.
We are doing.
So my question is,
we are doing.
What are the things that we can do to replace those people there?
Okay, we are.
This is my first question.
I will answer this immediately. We are training our people in Afghanistan so that they go back to Palestine, they go back to their country, ready when it is the 0 point. I think you understand what I mean. All these people are trained, they are ready, they are good fighters, they train how to fight, they have dignity. When it is time for them to fight, they are ready, inshallah. This is the only way. You have any other suggestion, believe me, I welcome it very much. If you have any, tell me, what can we do?
Okay. The Islamic movement itself in Palestine have been built itself like for a long time. And right now, we are seeing what the benefit of that building.
So instead of you say that we're training people there also, then we send them there. Okay, we're already there, we have the principles for that Islamic country, and by the last
study, they do it like in class, they ask 60
persons. You don't know.
Okay.
You know, out of these names, people who were arrested,
okay,
I know them, excuse me. Some of these people, I know them personally. They were in Afghanistan. They were trained in Afghanistan. Have you heard about Suleiman, that engineer? Suleiman?
No.
This man was trained over there. And he was with us last year. And he led that operation himself. He was arrested, but he was trained in Afghanistan. Alhamdulillah. And they said in the paper that he was trained with the Afghan Mujahideen. He was trained with the Arab Mujahideen, really. With Sheikh Abdullah Azam office and in our office. In Sabah, alhamdulillah. So we are doing what we can. If there is anything we can do for Palestine, wallahi, I tell you, I swear by God, that Palestine in my heart comes number one, then Afghanistan number two. I am unable to go to Palestine. I am unable to do anything because borders are closed. I am not even allowed to go to Jordan. Because I gave lectures about jihad and I was going to be arrested. I escaped in the last minute. 9 days I stayed there giving lectures in mosques. I am not allowed to give one lecture. I gave more than 18 lectures and alhamdulillah they didn't catch me. The last day I went by car, they came to arrest me. And my relatives over there in Jordan, my family-in-law told me by telephone, never come to Jordan. Yeah. Because they are waiting for you. If I go there, the people there are welcoming me very much. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. I can't do anything. I'm asking that because it seems that we are focusing on the issue that we have to support Afghanistan. We forget sometimes supporting Palestine.
No?
Many people say that.
No, I told you that I want to support, I prayed to Palestine. I prayed to Allah to protect those people fighting by stones. And I said, if you can do anything, I'm telling you now, why are you sitting here? Why don't you go to Palestine and fight? You are talking. You are Palestinian, right? Go ahead and fight. If you can go in. If you have permit to go, you must not stay here. You are Athens. But I have no permit. If I am living in the Western Bank of Palestine, if I have tasriah, you know, to go inside to Israel, permit, I wouldn't hesitate to stay 1 minute here, wallah. I will go and fight there. At least urge people, make tahrir. Allahu Akbar, tell them to go jihad, come for shahada. What I was talking to you here, I will talk in Palestine. But I am unable to. We are able to write in Jihad magazine. Jihad magazine goes to Palestine, alhamdulillah, through America. We were told this by one of the Islamic leaders of Jihad who came. I can't mention his name, because this is very confidential. He came secretly 3-4 weeks ago to Qatar. Qatar. He went out from Palestine to Amman. He came to Qatar with another passport. And he gave us a small lecture in one house. Confidential. And he said, wallahi, that the magazine of Jihad issued by Sheikh Abdullah Azam and myself, I am the deputy of Sheikh Abdullah Azam, as you know. This, you know, Al-Jihad magazine? Majalat Al-Jihad is going to sent, alhamdulillah, it's being sent to the West Bank, to Israel, to Palestine. And it had great role of energizing, you know, and encouraging people in their jihad, alhamdulillah.
Brother, I ask this question.
So what can we do? Yes.
I ask you this question because I felt like I had the opportunity
to listen to Sheikh Abdullah in Kuwait and Sheikh Sayyaf in Kuwait too, while they had lecture there. And I feel that we're speaking about Afghanistan and not mentioning Palestine a lot because the government there, they're allowing us to speak about Afghanistan because America, who is controlling the regime there, like in Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or another country, allowed you to speak about Afghanistan because there's Russia who's attacking them. But they are not allowing you to speak about Palestine because Israel is controlling Palestine and Israel is the baby of America. So this is what I feel like. Many people, we attend a lecture for them. Abdullah Azam, say, they're just speaking about Afghanistan. Abdullah Azam, when they mentioned him about Palestine, he said, like, the door to Palestine is from Afghanistan. And he didn't speak a lot about Palestine. We feel that because
Abdullah Azam fought in Palestine. Abdullah Azam was Mujahid during, and he knows this. We know this during 67, 68, 69, and 70. He was among the Mujahideen. He used to give khutbah. I was there in Jordan. And Jordan used to give khutbah, taking on the Kalashnikov in his hand. And there's another brother who knows this. But when he realized that the flag was not Islamic flag, when he realized the people are cursing Deen, Yisubun al-Deen, they are cursing, when he realized the people, what's your name? Brother Jifara, Lenin, Marcus, Tuz, what is this? And instead of saying the Islamic names, they were not Muslims. We found that the flag is not Islamic at that time. We couldn't cooperate with them. Now the flag is Islamic. Alhamdulillah. People realize that the only way to liberate Palestine is jihad fi sabilillah. First, the flag was not Islamic, there was no way. Now, the flag is Islamic, all people are Muslims, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But how can we go? I am telling you, wallahi, 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 three times I'm swearing to you, in Ramadan, I wish to be in Palestine. If you can find a way for me, legally, illegally, to go to Palestine, give me an American passport, change my name to Mr. John Nixon, whatever you like, I don't care, get me to Palestine, I will go. But no point. Tamim Adnani, this name will not be allowed to Palestine. Even permission they won't give me. I have sister, they couldn't get me, what you call, permit. Try to get me, give me American passport, anything, help me, I will go. And when I go, you will see what I will do. I will move all the people, inshallah, against the Israelis. Palestine, brother, is in the depth of my heart, wallahi.
He said that it's all been
accounted. Yes. Okay.
That's why I'm asking you, brother.
Yes.
Okay. See, I ask this because Palestine, it's not right now this Islamic movement accounts. Far away, when Sheikh Akram began doing that, when Sheikh, I forgot his name, Zemutah, began doing that, doesn't like...
Yeah, between one night and like just yesterday and today, no. Yes. They have been working there for a long time ago.
Yes.
And so just, it's not right now, it's an Islamic country, and before it wasn't like an Islamic movement or Islamic movement right now.
No,
it was an Islamic movement at the beginning, and we were forgetting about it because we are not allowed. That's what feeling.
Okay,
anyway,
my second question... Excuse me, no one's faulting. I want to tell you something that I have never said before, wallahi. For the first time, I will tell you, I myself was collecting money for Muslim Mujahideen in Palestine. And I was sending this through Ustaz Yusuf Al-Adam. You know Yusuf Al-Adam in Jordan? He assured me there is Islamic movement of jihad in Palestine. And they came from, you know, Daffa. They met him. He told me this is confidential. Now I'm telling you to answer your question.
I was in Saudi Arabia.
I was collecting money secretly for them. This is the first time I announced this, because now I'm not in Saudi Arabia. So this was many years ago. I was not forgetting Palestine, but because they were Islamic movement. You understand what I mean? I'm not ready to pay my money for people who buy Mercedes and cars of it, buy a lot of money, spend it in cabaret hats, in nightclubs. I'm not ready to do this. You know what I mean? But I'm ready to pay my money for Palestinian Islamic movements that I know my money are going for jihad. Not for somebody to go with his girlfriend, spend night and make bills against the Munazzam.
But the other question, while speaking about closing the borders right now between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Okay, I have some friends that they have the opportunity also to go to Afghanistan to make jihad, and they come back to Kuwait and told us about there's, you know, place called Mamar Khaybar.
Yes.
There's no way that we can close that place. We can go as we want. Very difficult to the Pakistani government to close it. Also, the Pakistani government, is not in order, like, full command of that places.
Yes.
We are in full
it
command
is private,
of places.
Yes, it is true, but
so
what?
I think closing those, this, just now it's closing, just probably be good for 1 month, 2 months. And after that,
everything come back as
it
was.
But you forgot something, that they are not going to close it by Pakistan. They are going to close it by UN, United Nations.
Okay.
United Nations, that means they are going to use from many countries, maybe 20,000, 80,000 people, as much as they can cover all the borders with UN forces, helicopters going, they are trying to control it because America promised Russia, you withdraw and we will promise not to give any help. Provided also that the Russians will not support the Afghan regime as well. So Russians do not support, Americans will not support, and what will happen? There will be a fight inside. We are sure that we will.
Okay, but Mr. Scholz said, like, we know that the
Russia and Iran are still supporting the regime in Afghanistan, and that's the same thing for us. That's what he said, like, in TV.
But they are lying on something. They
okay,
are not
sure.
Supporting anything.
Okay, my last.
They are supporting the Muhajirin, not the Mujahideen. They are giving food, yes. They are giving floor, because people over there need at least, imagine how many people we have? 5 million. 5 million, if they eat three bread, three loaf. One loaf is 1 rupiah. So 5 by 3 is 15 million rupees. 15 million rupees means about $1 million, a little bit less. $1 million a day just for bread. Just for bread. You understand, brother?
My last question.
I have a question before you. May I do that?
Can I just finish my question?
Okay. My last one. We heard about some think they do it, the Mujahideen go to the Russian state itself and do some amaliyat there.
Yes,
okay. Since you begin there, like,
we have seen pictures.
Okay, and I heard about some Islamic movement itself in some Russian states. Would you be like able to tell us more? Because I just read like very brief news about it. Like, if you would tell us, explain more about that.
What I know about this, I have seen some of the Arab brothers who shared in these battles, and one of them swore by Allah that he crossed the river Gihon 5 times. And he made 5 different operations against the Russian posts inside Russia borders. And they got down the Russian flag and put the Mujahideen flag over there. Inside Russia, wallahi. And they said what was fantastic about it is the people over there protected them. And they hid them. Because the people are Muslims. Their hearts are with Mujahideen, but they are afraid of, you know, of communism and of Russia. When the army comes, they don't find them. They are hidden. When the army goes, they go out and go back. So alhamdulillah, this is what I know. And because they have contact with them, people are Muslims. The problem is that they say that the Muslim people are the old people. The teenagers, the young people are all brought up to communism. So you find sometimes the parents Muslims, but the children are communists. Because, you know, they're brought up with girls and, you know, non-believing and things like this. And the fathers are suffering, the parents are suffering a lot to convince their children to remain as Muslims.
Is it a strategy to continue? Like second
there? Well, it is the strategy. It is strategy over there, because this may make great effect on the Russians and on the people there. They show them that the Afghans are able to go inside. And that's why the Russians are very much afraid of having government of Mujahideen. They are ready to withdraw. They are ready to do anything, to pay money, anything. But they don't want Mujahideen government. Because Mujahideen government means what? Means the continuation of jihad, and the jihad will go up through Russia itself, through the Islamic governments. This is the situation. Yes, brother.
Did you get any support from Islamic and Arabic country? Arabic or Islamic government, not country.
Okay. Islamic government.
And what about American support, you know?
Okay.
You said you don't get it just for Muhajirin. What about the weapons, you know?
The only weapon that we get is, answering your question, yes, we got some support from only 2 governments. People, yes, the only 2 governments are helping are the Saudi government and the Pakistani government, honestly. These are the only governments supporting the jihad. And how? The Saudi government supporting it by paying the Americans the price of their Stinger. I'm disclosing this to you. The Stinger is bought by Saudi money. Then the American delivering it to Pakistan, because Mujahideen will not accept anything directly from America. They give it to Pakistani government. Pakistani government would not give it to Mujahideen free, wallahi. I saw the paper. They take money. Saudi is paying, but still they take free and they sell it to Mujahideen for $70,000 each. I have seen the paper. $350,000, the price of 5 launcher, you know, missile, Stinger missile, paid by Star Sayyar. He said, look, Sheikh Tamim, come and see. We are paying $70,000 for each missile. We are not taking this free. But there are some help, indirect help, by the Pakistani army by order of President Zia al-Haq. For example, they are battle start, they need ammunition. And Zia al-Haq tell the Pakistani border points, if the Mujahideen are in need of ammunition, open your stores for them. So they go and get. So they are helping. Pakistanis are helping. And Mujahideen accept, because they feel it is their duty to help. They are Muslims. And they feel that in the same time they are fighting the Russians, they are defending indirectly the Pakistanis. Because if they are beaten, what is the next step to Russia? Pakistan. Today Afghanistan, tomorrow Pakistan. As they said, Al-Yawma Bukhara wa Ghadan Afghanistan, they laughed. Ibrahim Pasha said this to them. Al-Yawma Bukhara wa Ghadan Afghanistan, they wouldn't listen to him. They say, we are paying now, the Afghan leaders, we are paying now because we did not support Ibrahim Pasha when he made fort for Bukhara and we left him alone, the Russians beat him. Had we helped him at that time, then of course they wouldn't come to us. So they said, now we don't want Pakistan to suffer the same thing. Al-Yawma Afghanistan wa Ghadan Pakistan. Ghadan Pakistan wa Ba'da Ghadan Arabistan. They will not stop. 300 kilometers between Shandan, 300 kilometers, and the Gulf, Al-Khalij al-Arabi, Arabian Gulf, 300 kilometers only. You can see it on the map. If you have the map, I will show you that area where it is a military airbase for the Russians. Imagine, they can move 300 kilometers, will not take them by plane 15 minutes. Yes. Yes.
I want your comments about this question. This issue, it has been said by some experts that after the Soviets' withdrawal, a civil war between the Afghani, Mujahideen factions will be inevitable.
No, that's not true. I can assure you that the leaders of Mujahideen have agreed, inshallah, that if they take over, there will be a civil war now between the Mujahideen and the communists, because the withdrawal of Russians does not mean the end of the war. The war, al-Jihad, started before the Russians. 2 years before the Russians. Jihad started against the communism. Don't you ever mix between Russia and them. Remember that the Afghani started their jihad because of the reason. It is jihad against communism. Whether the communism was Russian communism or Afghani communism. You understand what I mean? So even if the Russians withdraw, the jihad will continue against Najibullah, against the communist government. If they win, inshallah, they have agreed to choose a council of maybe 400 or 500 people of the leaders of the Afghanistan. Then this council will vote who will be the president of Afghanistan. Now they have already picked up the president, Ahmad Shah. They have all agreed for him. I have seen the paper, they all signed. Ahmad Shah is not one of the 7 leaders. He is the deputy of Sayyar. He comes in the next 7. He's one of the 7 deputies. He is engineer Ahmad Shah Ahmad Zay. He was elected as the president. You have all agreed for him because he is very nice towards the other. He has very nice character. He's a very nice guy. And he knows how to deal with people. So nobody has anything against him. And he's very also wise and he's very religious. He prays tahajjud. I know him. He fasts Ithnain, Khamis, Monday, Thursday. He's a very good man, mashallah. So this man was elected as the Afghani president for Mujahideen government. Okay? So inshallah there will be no problem.
Brother, I have only 1 minute comment.
Okay.
Comment or
question? Yes, a comment.
Okay.
I was on my way to the tomb and I was about to leave the
government. So will you take this, please?
Yes, we are.
Yes, and I heard that you said something about Shi, so I have a comment because I'm Shi.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm both Shi and both Frank like yourself.
Yes, okay.
My comment is this, brother. Yes. So far as I am informed, yes, and I have investigated for myself, yes, and I have heard from many Sunni ulama,
yes,
that have taken a look at a tafsir al-Quran like tafsir al-Mizan, written by Allama Tabatabai rahmatullahi alayhi in 40 volumes. I have seen only praises. And I never saw anything like what you said. So I think you, brother, come over, and as a mujahid, you do a lot of things.
Yes.
At this point of history, mm-hmm, after such a revolution, which is unique in Islam after the first revolution, which was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this point, I think, all of us here, as well as all other Muslims of any faction,
yes,
in any country, the thing that they need is unity.
Yes.
And what you said here this evening,
yes,
much of it was good. But this which pointed about Shi'i, I think it was non-Islamic in terms of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahya an al Munkar, your little brother,
yes,
as unimportant as he is, advises you, brother, please don't make voice of nifaq at this time between Muslim community, universally speaking, is voice of shaitan. I advise you not to do that.
Is that true or not? For my own knowledge. Is what the brother said about the Shia true or not?
You said something that they changed Quran, is that right?
I said
I was under mistake, but I heard something like that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
No, it is totally untrue.
So you don't believe that Aisha committed adultery?
Aisha committed adultery?
No, 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 stop. I make istighfar. I never
did. Then you are of the good Shia, alhamdulillah. There are other such Shia. No, no, brother,
I have never seen. If you ever see someone like that,
brother, if I want,
I would like to.
Brother, I can prove to you, between me and you, I can prove. Please read Kitab al-Shia, the book of al-Shia al-Tashayyu'a, with the details of all the things in your books. Written by the one whom the people assassinated. You all know this man, Ihsan Ilahi Zahir. This man came to Qatar. Before this, I was like you, wallahi. I was not making any difference. I was thinking that Shia and Sunnah are, you know, same, no problem at all. Until this man came to Qatar a year ago, just before he was assassinated, and gave a lecture, showed us by your books. I mean, not maybe you. Maybe you are from the type who are like us. But he said that. They say that Aisha committed adultery. They say you are cursing the Shia, cursing Abu Bakr and Umar. And you said that Umar was queer, and he was sick, and he wouldn't be cured unless with the money rijal. The money.
You are saying these things, but let me close it with one more minute comment.
Okay. Brother, I say, not you. Not you. Understand. Maybe you are good Shia. Alhamdulillah that you are good.
Alhamdulillah.
Otherwise, you are going to go to heaven.
Let me say this.
Alhamdulillah.
After the Islamic Revolution, because of the enemies of Islam and Quran, I know and I am informed that about over 1,000 booklets were written by people who wanted to divide Muslims. Okay, against Shi'i, in order to divide these factions, because they will know very well that if they are able to divide Muslims, they are able to strike at Islam itself. Okay, now, in answer to your question, brother, go and read Al-Mizan Tafsir al-Quran and see how the ulama of Shi'i think about Islam. I, inshallah, if I see that book, I will go and read it.
Bring it
if I see it in English or Persian,
okay, please,
my Arabic is
read
not
this
good.
Book about okay. Shia.
I will read that,
by
and you will read
it. Give me a mizan and
inshallah.
I will give him that. Shia, I'm saying
in English.
Do you have it in English?
I have it. One last comment from last year. It's about Palestine, yeah. Why is many Mujahideen, they didn't talk about Palestine?